I watched the sunset today. It was the first time in a while I really just stared, watched the whole process. The sky started out blue, and I thought of you. I thought of how naive we were, how set on some fantastic future that we both knew could never really come to pass. We were simple. You told me that I brought light into your life, and it felt like the hugest compliment at the time, the hugest honor. You truly made me feel like I mattered, and that was something new to me. But it didn't take long for me to realize that I was too busy lighting up your world for you to do anything to mine. If anything, you just felt like a shadow. Not bad. Not evil, but not anything of substance either. You were just an echo of all the good things you claimed to be, and all the good things I tried to be for you. Then the sky turned pink, and I thought of you. You were the first man I loved. Oh, I loved you. For the first and only time, I felt what it truly meant to give myself to someone else. I let down all of my walls, and I let you take care of me. But I wanted you to love me back so badly that it turned toxic and shameful. Every second that I was with you, I was either needy or too scared to be. And you didn't play along. You weren't going to give me what I wanted. Never fully. You were going to stay just out of reach. Dangling the word love over me like a weapon. A reward I was never quite good enough to earn. We're not together anymore, but you will never fully leave me. You tore a gash in my soul, and my sky exploded. The hours preceding night weren't a perfect journey from one blue to another. It started out plain, but once pink touched the sky, it bled into every cloud and treetop. It kissed the horizon, and it bounced off the sea. Orange appeared. A dusty, sandy orange. Beautiful, but dangerous. And I knew that from the moment I met you. You were an experience, not a future. You made me smile, and we could talk for hours upon hours upon hours without getting bored. I felt like I had so much I wanted to say, so much I had been bottling up, and you listened to me like no one else ever did. But soon enough, you began to want more of me. You wanted to erase everything except for yourself. No more blue, no more clouds, no pink, nothing but you, you, you. Dusty and sandy and dangerous. I didn't let you take it. You snapped, tearing through my sky in jagged lines. For the first time, I started to be afraid of letting more colors in. The sky stayed this way for a long time. Then finally, it grew more vivid. The colors began to reach out to one another as the sun sunk closer to the water, vying for power. The lines between them blurred, and a smoky purple began to pervade through the clouds. You were sweet. You were good in all the right ways. Gentle, loving, attentive, creative. You were exactly what I needed. I wrapped your love around me like a blanket, protecting me from all of the bad things in the world while I healed. But when I finally felt ready to face the world again, you didn't want me to. You wanted us to stay in a fantasy together, comfortable and quiet. But I could never stay like that forever. I long for adventure, and I wanted you to come with me, but you weren't strong enough. You wanted to live in limbo with me, safely dreaming. But I wanted to jump into heaven or hell. Who's to say? And then as the sun slowly disappeared, the colors faded until all that remained was a sliver of light on the horizon, surrounded by a vast sea of deep blue. This wasn't the same simple blue of the daytime, no. It was a blue made of 1,000 shades. All different colors rolled into one and then given just enough light to be recognizable. I watched as the sun slipped under the sea and was enveloped in darkness. The dark felt cold, but it was peaceful. A kind coldness. Stars glittered the sky like infinite possibilities. And as I admired their uniqueness, I wondered which one would urge the sky into daytime again. I wondered whose world I'd get to light up next.